Oh, that's right. We're here this afternoon. I tell you what, how you doing this afternoon? Tell you what, the price of gold has come back down a little bit. I was just trying to check that out for you right now. Price of gold, 1451. So down from 1470, but still, if you've got it to sell and you want to sell, you know where to come? Sharp Facets Gallery. Why is that? Well, because we pay the most. We buy it as jewelry. We buy it as sterling silver flatware, hollowware, even sterling silver jewelry. We buy right here at Sharp Facets Gallery, and we're not just buying it for the scrap. We're actually buying it as jewelry. Now, silver is right around that $24 mark right now, trading at $23.95. The weather today, well, I didn't believe it, but the sun did come out. Right now, it is 69 degrees and pretty fair skies out there. Do have some clouds coming in because they say we may have a chance of a shower or thunderstorm through the evening, low near 50 degrees. Tomorrow looks like we are going to have intervals of clouds and sunshine. Stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High of 77 tomorrow. Tomorrow night may have generally clear skies and a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm through the evening. So that's what we've got going on, folks. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, we are talking about children this week. It seems yesterday we had Bowers Rogers here, and today we have Betsy Manning. She is with the South Carolina Youth Advocates Program Resource Family Program. So that's a lot of words, but it says basically she works with foster families. And when I found out that we only had, I think at that time, we only had five or six foster families here in Greenwood. And for as big as we are, I was like, wow, we've got to get the word out. And this led to meeting Betsy here. And so she recruits people to become foster care parents. And Betsy, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Doing good. Well,
Yeah.
it's nice to have you here. You did come down here from Spartanburg, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So, Betsy, tell us what one of my favorite questions to ask everybody is, what did you want to be when you grow up?
I wanted to be a pediatrician.
Okay. Well, you're not. What happened?
Well, I went to a doctor's visit with my mom and grandma. My grandma was getting her stitches taken out, and I almost passed out. And it changed my life.
Just because they were taking stitches out?
Yes, I don't know what it was. I just remember getting weak and my mom catching me.
And this is when you were in college.
Correct. And I immediately changed my major.
Well, was that called a life-changing moment?
I think so.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty dramatic. Now, what year were you in college?
My first year.
Your first year?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I
so
had time.
You were just starting to take basic sciences and that type of thing.
Correct.
Wow. All right. So in high school, you didn't have to dissect a frog or anything,
I did. I think we did a little pig.
A pig?
I think. It's been a while.
Right.
So I think, but I didn't. It's different when somebody breathing and standing or leaning. It's different.
It's different. But I guess part of what you wanted to do was work with children.
It is.
It is.
Yes.
And so how did you go about accomplishing that?
Well, I took several different routes to get to where I'm at. I started out just trying to work within my major. And then I went back to school and
your major was?
Psychology.
Psychology.
I changed it to psychology. And then I said, okay, I'll work with children doing something different. And I went back and got my master's in counseling. And that's when I moved to Hendersonville and started working with children with mental health diagnoses. I worked on the other end of foster care where I was helping children who were already in therapeutic foster care get services, mental health services. And I did that for a while, and I started hearing more and more about foster care. And once I started working with the families and recruiting and going out talking to people, I found my passion. And it's telling people about the need of children who sometimes don't have a voice, how they can make a difference in their life. And I'm here, and I'm shouting it from the mountaintop. We need foster families.
Sure. But being a foster parent, it's not easy.
No, it's not. It's not easy. There are a lot of hard days, but so many more good days. I'm not a foster parent myself, not yet. But the foster parents that I've talked to, they'll tell you there is some really bad days sometimes. But the good days outweigh the bad days. Excuse me.
Sure. Now, how many foster parents do we have right here in Greenwood?
Right now, we have about nine.
Nine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that enough to cover the need?
Of course not. We have foster families that need a break sometimes. Mm-hmm. We have foster families that may not meet the need of the children that come into care. Mm-hmm. So children may have to leave their county to get temporary care until they can go back to their birth families.
Sure. Now, how many counties do you cover?
We cover 10 counties.
10 counties. Is that what you're responsible for as an area?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of area to cover.
It is.
Yeah. So you do Lawrence and McCormick and Abbeville?
We don't do McCormick. We do Abbeville, Greenwood, Lawrence, Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson, Cherokee, Oconee, Pickens, Newberry.
Okay, all right. That's quite a wide territory. Now, are there certain areas that have more foster parents?
There are. We have a lot more in Greenville, but Greenville still has a bigger need.
Right. And a bigger pool to pull
right,
from.
Absolutely. So these smaller counties, sometimes we have to place children in other bigger counties because we do have more foster families that may offer more options for children.
Sure. So, but what we want to talk about today is seeing if we can interest some people in becoming foster parents, or at least picking up that phone and calling you and telling you what their situation is and whether they can. But one of the things that we can say about foster parenting, while you do get a stipend every month for the child that your children that you have in your care, mm-hmm. it certainly doesn't cover everything.
That's correct. It's just a monthly stipend the state provides. The child will have Medicaid because they're in the custody of the state, and it doesn't cover everything.
So you've probably got to add a little extra to it, right?
Yeah, sometimes. And we try really hard to make sure we're not putting a hardship on families. Within the paperwork of becoming a foster parent, there's a financial sheet to make sure that you're already able to pay your bills. So we do not want to cause a hardship.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We are here with Betsy Manning. She is a recruiter with the Resource Family Program. So we're going to talk more about this. If you've got a question, please give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Hey, you stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are right here. We are with Betsy Manning this afternoon. She is a recruiter with the Resource Family Program with the South Carolina Youth Advocates Program. Advocate Program.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a mouthful right there, isn't it? Isn't it?
It is.
But what are you looking for in a foster parent?
Someone who's patient, who has time to attend to the care of a child who may have some needs that maybe their child doesn't have. Someone who's willing to work with DSS, be a part of a foster parent association, be able to listen. You have to really have your understanding ears on when it comes to children, and just be able to give care and love to a child or children who comes into their home.
Sure. Now, as far as that, are most foster parents have children in the home too?
Lots of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had several families who have two or one child. We have families that have no children. Mm-hmm. We have some older adults whose children have gone to college, have left home. So we have a variety of families.
Okay. And what type of screening process? How, if somebody says, well, I'd like to talk about it, what are they actually going to go through to become a foster parent?
They will call our office at 864-312-6700. We would send them out an application packet. If they don't return the packet within 10 days, I would actually call them on the phone and just have a conversation with them. That's usually when people ask questions that were not already filled in the package. And we'll talk to them and say, you know, do you have income? Are you able to take care of children? We let them know that you would have to get a medical release from your doctor saying you're emotionally and physically able to take care of children. We'll talk about the different paperwork. We don't want to screen too early because we don't want to tell people no when it may be a yes. So we get the application. We have one of our licensed coordinators come out to the home and talk to them face to face.
Sure.
And ask them questions and allow them to ask questions. And it goes from there. There is a background check that's done to make sure that these children are going into safe homes.
Sure.
There's 14 hours of training. So there's a process. We try to get it done within 90 days, but there's a process that takes place.
Now, just for the record, somebody who is becoming a foster parent, they... Gracie is sniffing Betsy here and saying, hello, Betsy, how you doing today? But how many children, how do you determine how many children someone is able to have here?
It depends on the space they have in their home.
Mm-hmm.
The number of children they already have in their home. And the license coordinator really works with that family to determine, okay, two children may be too much depending on their situation. So sure. The license coordinator does a home study and really helps the family decide, okay, I can take on one child or maybe two children will be enough. But we do have families that take on three and four children.
Now, I remember in the day, I think a lot of people that became foster parents were actually interested in adoption.
Sure.
And that's why they actually got into foster care.
Sure.
Has that changed?
No, we still have families that go into foster care for adoption, but we try our best to talk to families and at least ask them that question. If your heart is for adoption, let us link you to adoption. Foster care, resource foster care, is temporary care for children who enter foster care, and the plan is always reunification with their birth family. So we really try hard to screen at least for that part to make sure we're not setting people up to be disappointed or feel like they are not experiencing what they thought they would experience. So we really try to talk to families and let them know this is how you can get connected with adoptions and this is foster care.
Sure. Now, and you know, I think one of the other problems, I think people always have this idealistic view about what it's going to be all about. And yet we hear so many stories in the news and everything
right.
where a foster child runs away from home. I mean, there've been movies done about
right.
bad foster care and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
That, whether it's bad foster care or not, shall we call them bad foster care children that
mm-hmm.
just don't want to fit in or they're so mad that they just can't accept the situation that they're in. How
right.
real is that?
It can be real in different situations. We have children that have experienced trauma, number one, being removed from their home. That's not to include whatever situation they were in that caused them to be removed. So some children may be a little bit difficult to reach in the beginning, but we have so many great services that we make available to our foster parents. We have a 24-hour crisis line. We have a support service person in our office that can connect foster families with services that the child needs, whether it's mental health, dental, getting glasses, things like that. So we try to really prepare our foster families for the type of children that may be coming into their home and then give them supports to help them deal with those children.
Do you have parents that want more of the, what should we call them, the babies?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course we do.
Yeah, I would think that everybody thinks that they want a baby,
right.
right? And that those are the easier. But actually, I think babies can be pretty difficult because they can't tell you what's wrong.
Right, absolutely. We have older children that sometimes have to go to group homes because it's a little harder to place them with a family. So we need a lot of families who are willing to take on these teenagers that sometimes don't want to be parented.
Right.
Just need someone to help them navigate, you know, what's going on in their life.
Is it difficult to find that person?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it's difficult to find someone to take a sibling group.
Sure.
We don't want to separate children. You know, trauma happens every day sometimes to these children. And I couldn't imagine being separated from my brother or sister if I had to be separated, number one, from my parents.
Sure. So. Yesterday we had Dawn Pudaba Hodges from Bowers Rogers, and she was talking about, you know, most children don't realize that they're actually in a bad situation.
Right. That's correct.
And one of the things that she says they try to do there, of course, is give them the normal family situation
right.
there. And, you know, one of the things that I've thought about on that, so we give them a normal family situation, living in foster care, living in a group home like
right.
we were talking about there. What happens, though, to that child that goes back? Do they ever end up coming back to foster care again?
They do sometimes, unfortunately. Children do enter and then re-enter foster care. What's great about resource foster care is the resource foster family has an opportunity to mentor the birth family when it's appropriate and it's led by DSS. They
can
become like a support system for that birth family when that child goes back. While that child is in their home, they can communicate with that birth family. This is what's working while Joey's at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Let me support you. And we let DSS guide that because we want to make sure it's safe for our foster families. But it's an opportunity for that child to have a lasting connection with that family and the family to do the same. You know, be available for that child when they return. And that's increasing the rate of children staying out of foster care, having that positive connection, families mentoring other families, it's working.
That's a interesting concept, I would think, that mm-hmm. would make things a little better if you could have that connection.
Correct.
So we're having birth parents come and visit,
right?
Potentially.
Right. The foster family is assisting with visitations, sending pictures, doing letters. They don't have to come and sit down and have Sunday dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That may not be the best fit.
Sure.
But if it is, just imagine a birth family being able to sit down in a healthy family unit and show that to their child. And that foster family could mentor that birth family. What a difference that can make to that foster child.
What do you think is the biggest problem? Why do we have children in foster care today?
Oh, gosh. That could be another show.
Okay.
I think poverty.
Poverty?
You know.
Do you think we have parents that don't know how to be parents?
Of course.
I mean, I think that's a
yeah.
big part of it. That, mm-hmm. And we've had, this is probably the second or the third generation coming through where
Absolutely.
Parenting has become kind of laissez-faire.
Absolutely.
Leave the kids in front of the TV, hope
Absolutely.
That everything turns out okay, and I got to go to work.
Absolutely. I think all of that leads children into this position. It's not a good picture. It really isn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking with Betsy Manning here. She is a recruiter with the Resource Family Program. Now, are you the only group that works through DSS? I mean, I always thought if you wanted to be a foster parent, you had to go through DSS.
We are the only group that has a contract,
mm-hmm.
but we also partner with Miracle Hill Ministries. So if someone was led to work with Miracle Hill Ministries, our families are pooled together. But we are the only one that has this type of contract with DSS.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So these are the type of things that are out there. You know, I think a lot of people, they want to get involved. They want to do something good. But sometimes you think that's overwhelming. Now, what if you end up with a child in your family and it just isn't working? I mean, you can't, and you see no future in it working.
Right. You're able to call your DSS caseworker and get that support. You can talk to your license coordinator. And although it is another trauma for a child to be moved to another foster home, there is ways that we can support that family and get that child in a better situation.
You know, one of the things that I think we need to say a kudos to anybody that's ever been a foster parent
right.
or anybody who is a foster parent, kudos to you.
Absolutely.
It is not something I could do. I mean, Gracie is a handful enough. But I can just imagine bringing a child into a family that needs love and needs care, but
right.
you have to be a very special person.
You do, and we have great foster parents here in Greenwood. I appreciate every one of them. One of our foster parents connected me with you, so it is Foster Care Awareness Month here in, I mean, across the state, in the nation. So we really appreciate our resource foster parents.
Absolutely. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery right here on the 72 bypass. It is almost 4:30. Hey, you know what? I wonder how the election is going down there in Charleston area. District 1 is electing a new congressperson that will be going to Congress. Will it be Elizabeth Colbert Bush, or will it be former Governor Sanford? We'll find out tonight, but right now let's check the news and see what they have to say about what's happening down there. We'll be right back.
For the individual engrossed in McDonald's new Deluxe Angus Third Pounder, the world simply ceases to exist. You savor each bite of thick, juicy 100% Angus beef, topped with crisp red onions and crinkle-cut pickles, oblivious to the fact that the pantsuit you borrowed from your roommate has become a full-body napkin for your fanatical feasting frenzy. Angus Axiom Number 5, ignorance is bliss, or in this case, vice versa. Get lost in one of three new Angus Third Pounders. Only at participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery, and we're actually going to have a treat for you in just a second. We're going to have Barbara Rounds on the phone. She is a foster parent, and actually she's the one that kind of got me hooked on calling and putting this show together for you here today. So we'll wait for her to give us a call in just one second. We are here with Betsy Manning. She is a South Carolina Youth Advocate Program Resource Family Program recruiter. That's quite a title there, Betsy.
I know.
But, you know, Barbara right now has a child. In fact, I think she's just going to be on the phone with us here in just a second. She's just taken on a new baby, hasn't she?
Right.
She has.
Yes.
So do we have Barbara on the phone with us?
You do.
We do. Barbara, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good. I understand you said it might be kind of noisy because you got that baby with you, but I just wanted to ask you, can you just give us an idea why, because you've been doing foster care for a long time, why do you stay doing this?
I enjoy it. I know that there's a very, very, very big need out there for foster parents. It's nothing for me to get a call at least two or three times a week from the program that calls us. And we just like seeing the outcome of the children, how you can make a difference in their lives once they come into your care.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, like you said, you like seeing that, but it's challenging, isn't it? You don't get those good little babies and good little toddlers that have just had a wonderful life, do you?
No, ma'am, you sure don't. They are very, most of the children have behavior troubles or health problems or, you know, just from where they've been neglected or abused. It's very time consuming when you take a child in. You have to really show them that you love them and that you're there for them. And it makes a difference in their lives.
Absolutely. And you
I can honestly say that it hasn't just been me that has been a big part of all of our children. My whole family has. I have, you know, 7 kids of our own, and every one of them have been very supportive with the children. I have 2 at home right now, and my 14-year-old, he's just wonderful with the kids. I mean, he just makes a difference also, the role model that he can be with them.
Well, I know that, and I'm sure that teaches a lot of responsibility. And with 7 children of your own, and then you take in 1 or 2 foster children, you've got enough for a basketball team.
Yes, ma'am. Well, a lot of my children have already left home. I only have 3 kids at home now.
Oh, okay.
Plus whatever foster children that come into care.
Sure. And, you know, one of the things I think you told me is that you have the option to say, yes, we'll take this child on, or no, we won't.
Right, you definitely have the option. They call you and they ask you, would you consider taking a placement? And they give you a little bit of feedback on the child if they know anything, and you can actually say yes or no at that time.
And I know one of the other things I know, Barbara, that you've told me is how that you have actually worked with the birth family to facilitate them actually going back because of some training or issues that you've been able to help with.
Yes, ma'am, we certainly have. We have actually worked with quite a few different family members that we know the children are going to be returning to that family, and we've actually allowed them to come and interact with their child or with their grandchild in our home.
Sure. So, you know, I think it's a wonderful thing you do, Barbara. And, you know, part of the reasons we're doing this is because of you telling us about the need for foster parents in this area. I was just talking to Betsy. She said we have 9 foster parents in Greenwood. And, of course, a lot more could be used.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I think we only have 4 active families, if I remember right.
Wow.
A lot of them are either full or either they have already adopted the children that are in their home.
Now, have you ever adopted a child through foster care?
Yes, ma'am, I have. I have a 6-year-old that we had adopted. We brought him home when he was 5 days old, and he is doing wonderful.
Well, you know, Barbara, what would you have to say to somebody that's sitting out there on the fence thinking, maybe this is something I want to do, maybe it isn't? What would you have to say to them?
I would say open your heart and go ahead and give it a challenge. And if it's not something that is meant for you to do, you will know after that first child leaving you whether or not you can handle taking any more children in.
And how long have you been?
It's not easy letting any of them go. It's heartbreaking. It doesn't matter how many you have. Each time they leave your home, it's hard to handle. But the only thing that's good is, you know, the program, there's so many children out there that needs a home. They don't give you time to actually get over one child before they're calling you for another child.
So there's that instant replacement factor right there.
Right. Yes, ma'am. They are.
Well,
my children, I had 2 children that went home in March, and now I've had the one I've got now, I've had him a little over a month. So that tells you how quickly they place them in your home. And before him, there was quite a few calls before we even, you know, took him in.
And how long have you actually been a foster parent, Barbara?
We've been a foster parent a little over 6 years.
6 years. I notice you use the word we all the time.
Yeah, that's because it's not just me. I could not do it without my family. My husband's very supportive when it comes to taking the children in. And, you know, when we get a call, we don't just say yes immediately. We sit down as a family and we try to discuss it and talk about it. We don't take very long at discussing it, but we even try to, if our children are right there, we even try to involve them. You know, hey, they called us about a certain child. What is your feelings about it, you know? And, you know, normally they're always good with it. Now, we have had a few that have came into the home that, you know, had some major behavior troubles that, you know, it was very difficult, especially for my 6-year-old.
So, have you ever had to terminate a relationship because of other family, your children?
I have one just because of some issues that this particular child had, and my 6-year-old was only 4 at the time, and I was afraid that some of his behavior problems some of his issues was going to, you know, cause mine to have those problems.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Barbara, I know you were busy. We called you just on a whim here to see if we could get you on the air here today. I sure am glad you called us, and God bless you for being out there, being a foster parent, and let's hope we get some more foster parents right here in Greenwood.
Well, we're hoping so. That's the reason when you mentioned it to me, I got on the phone and got in touch with Betsy, and hoping that we can have more homes that will open their house and take in some of these children and give them the love and the care that they're needing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for calling us, Barbara.
No problem.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We are here with Betsy Manning. We just had Barbara Rounds on the air with us. She is a foster parent. And what would you say about Barbara as a foster parent? I mean, I think it's pretty self-evident, but what could you add since you've been working with her?
She has a lot of energy, and she's never in a negative space. She knows what she has to do, and she knows how to do it. And she wants everybody to hear the good news about being a foster parent. And she doesn't hold back about the challenges, which is great, because we don't want people to come into this and not, know what it's going to be. So she has all the information. She She tells the good, the bad, the ugly, but she's still encouraging people to take this on.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back. If you've got a question for Betsy, don't hesitate to pick up that phone, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows Sharp Facets Gallery only carries the finest in jewelry. But did you know we offer the three R's? Repairs, replacement, and restoration. Repairs from sizing to stone replacement. Restoration of your treasured pieces to their former beauty. Or revamping or restyling by resetting your stones in new mountings. All repairs are done by our master goldsmith, Richard. Only Sharp Facets Gallery can provide you with both quick turnaround and professional, reliable service. Come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass or call 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. It is Meet Me at the Diner. I am Ann Eller, and I have Betsy Manning right here with us. She is a recruiter for the South Carolina Youth Advocate Program, and that's the Resource Family Program is what we're actually talking about, which leads to foster care. And she would love to talk to you if you'd like to give her a call, 864-357-9021. That's 357-9021. I presume that's out of Spartanburg, correct?
It is.
And of course, you do have a website. Now, if somebody wants to check this out and go to your website, where do they go?
They go to www.scyap.com.
Sounds like South Carolina Yap.
Yep. And a lot of people refer to us as Yap.
Yep. Okay. All right. But, you know, it certainly was nice to have Barbara on the phone because that put a real person who is a real foster parent. And, you know, I think one of the things that you do have to consider when you're considering foster parent is how does that fit with your life? How does that fit with your family? I mean, you cannot be a one person taking on a child. It has to be a family environment.
During the home study, the family is really involved with the license coordinator because you have to have that support, whether it's people inside your home, your church, your community. The more support you have, the better.
Because, and like Barbara said, you are taking on children that quite often will have some, we'll just say, issues.
Right.
Whether it's mental or whether it's the stress from the family they were in or even being removed from the family. So you're going to be dealing with some issues, and even that child that could be very good day in and day out could be a little out of sorts.
That's correct.
I guess one could hope that that they learn to adjust. And most children are pretty flexible when they're young. Yes, the older ones can be a challenge. But then again, on the flip side, if you can get through to a teenage child or young person or young adult, you can make a difference long-term in their lives. So there are all kinds of ways to help out on this. And if you think you might be a candidate for this or you'd like to investigate it, you really should pick up the phone. Now, you told me something interesting. During normal business hours, you actually have a human that answers the phone?
We do. A live person answers the phone.
Okay. And the number for him to call again?
The caller office in Greenville is 864-312-6700.
Okay, so you have an office in Greenville. That's where they come out of. But as you said, you travel all over the state. It's not an imposition, and the people will actually come here to Greenwood, so you don't have to travel up there.
Correct.
Is that right?
Correct. We come to your home, your church, your civic group, and share information, answer questions.
Sure. So, and then, of course, now what about the training? Where is the training actually done?
It depends on the county. We try to have them in every county, but if we don't have one in your county, we have a adjoining county that we may link you up to.
All right. And as Barbara says, you won't have to wait very long once you get with the program. If you have a child leave you, you'll have one right back.
Correct.
So it doesn't take long at all. You won't have time to grieve over the child that just left you, right? I thought that was interesting. So what other points would you like to get across here, Betsy, in the next, we got about 5 or 6 minutes left here.
That you have to be at least 21 years of age. There is a series of background checks that we have our families do. Fingerprints, make sure you don't have any open child protective services cases, things like that. Again, I mentioned earlier, a medical release, saying that you're emotionally and physically able to take care of a child. Things like that we want people to really be aware of. Once that licensed coordinator comes to your home, they'll go through the process with you and let you know all the different stages to become licensed.
Sure. So, you know, that is one thing that we want to be concerned about, is that we're not putting our children into a situation where they're either worse or close to worse than the situation they came out from.
Absolutely. We want to be positively sure we're putting children in safe homes that can provide them that temporary care.
Sure. And I think it's really neat that actually the birth parent, if it works, now not all cases does it work,
right?
But if there can be a situation where the birth parent and the or grandparent that's going to be taking the child back, and the foster care parents can communicate,
right,
and try to develop a strategy that will keep that child in the birth family
situation. Right. Yeah. Yes. We let DSS lead that, and it's only when it's appropriate, when families are working their treatment plan and reunification is the plan. So it's monitored. We want to make sure it's safe for our foster families, but it makes a world of difference for that foster child.
Now, what about school? For those that are school age, what happens with those that are in school if they're brought into an environment?
That's the biggest thing about keeping children in their county, in their school district. That would be awesome if children didn't have to go to a school district. But if they do have to move out of their county, out of their school district, we support the foster family in registering them for school in their appropriate county. So some children have to leave their schools. It'd be great if they could stay. That's why it's so important to make sure we have foster families in the counties that these children are actually coming from.
And in, I would presume probably in different parts of the county, so
correct,
that if they're coming out of Eastside or wherever school district, that they can go to that school and
absolutely
go right back and not have any time away from that.
Right. Sometimes school is a safe place for children, mm-hmm, and having to leave that again, another traumatic event. So if we can keep children in school, near healthy connections, what a positive impact, you know, it can make.
Sure, absolutely. So this is your opportunity, Greenwood, to get involved and help out, and let's have some more foster parents come on board here and at least talk to them about the possibility of becoming a foster parent. I know that there's a lot of good things that happen because of our foster parents, and it's not easy. There is no question about it. You can't say it's easy. It's got to be tough to do it. But for those special people that are out there that can do it, kudos to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And so if you'd like to give a call to Betsy, 357-9021.
Correct.
Or you can contact your office at 312-6700.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And you even have a toll-free number, it looks like.
Yes.
Yes. So that's 888, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
413-2588.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even have to place a long-distance call here, folks.
That's
you
right.
can just pick up that phone and give them a call. Now, what are your normal business hours?
8:30 to 5.
8:30 to 5.
Yes.
So that's pretty standard business hours. Mm-hmm. And like we said, you can. What's the website you can go to?
www.scyap.com.
And is there a special section to click on if you're interested
yes.
in more information?
Resource Family Program. And then there'll be a form you can complete, and that'll shoot us an email, and we can get in touch with you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that out of this, we'll hear of some children that will be able to be taken care of right here in Greenwood.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think you said there were 9 families. Barbara said she thought there were only 4 that are actually active at
right.
this point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing. You could have 20 families, but have some that are either...
Absolutely.
Not being able to take any children.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we didn't cover, just as we go to the top of the hour real quick, mm-hmm. respite care. If you are a if you are a foster parent and you need a break, what happens?
You can get respite care, or request respite care, and that's a family providing very short-term care to a child who's in foster care, giving that full-time licensed foster parent a break.
Yes.
So it's great for those foster parents.
If only we had that with our own children, right?
Right.
A little respite care would be good every once in a while. Hello. I'm looking for some help with Gracie, folks. Yes, I need some respite care from Gracie. Actually, she's been very good today, hasn't she?
Yes, that's right. She has.
She's knocked out over there sleeping. She had her treat and doing well. Yes. So we are right here at 5 o'clock. Betsy, it certainly has been great to have you on the air here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And let's hope we find some more foster parents. This has been Betsy Manning. She is a recruiter, and she's looking for foster parents. If you have any interest, whether you think you may make it through or not, give her a call, 864-357-9021. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. That's going to do it for me. So bye-bye, everybody. And Betsy, thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.